tester.
So, Don, we did the first round of our Coaching Beyond the Team workshop this March, and it was fantastic.
Yes, it was. We had a great time, and the participants were energetic, they were enthusiastic, and they were highly engaged.
Yeah, I mean, people talked about how valuable the things were to them. One of the participants said he got his money's worth on the first morning. So the thing that he found really incredibly valuable was some of the work we did with establishing rapport. So I thought that might be what we'd talk about in this topic snippet.
So I'm fine with that. We did discuss maybe doing drawings and presenting data at the last end of the previous snippet. However, I think it's a great idea. We should do it. When you say rapport, what do you mean rapport?
Well, rapport is present when you have a close relationship in which you kind of understand where each other comes from. It doesn't necessarily mean you agree on everything or that you see everything in the same way, but that you understand each other's ideas and you understand each other's feelings. And that really supports communication.
It does. I've heard it said that if two people agree on everything, one of them is not necessary. Rapport, from what you're telling me, sounds like we have a way that we have a relationship, let me say it that way, where we are comfortable, we know how to communicate with each other, and we know we can agree to disagree on topics.
Sure, but we understand where each other's coming from.
What value does rapport provide?
Well, I think it's the foundation of many things in organizations. And specifically when we talk about our workshops and coaching outside the team, it's true for coaching within the team as well, but I think if you want to influence someone, it really helps to have some level of rapport with them. I think it's really hard to influence someone who you don't understand because you don't know how to talk to them in a way that they're going to be able to hear and absorb what you're saying. I think it's really important when you want to influence someone and bring about some change to respect them and to understand that, you know, they have, you know, needs and wants and fears that play into why things are going on. So I think it's really, really a crucial underpinning for influencing people when you're in a coaching position and you want to bring some change inside or outside the team.
All right. What are some quick techniques for building rapport?
Well, I think the first thing is that you have to be willing to have a conversation, and it has to be not just all about me, 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 me. It has to involve curiosity about the other person, empathy for the other person's position, willingness to challenge your own assumptions and test your own assumptions, and to learn from the other person. So I think that's kind of a fundamental thing. I think when you are first trying to establish rapport with someone, it helps to ask them about themselves, you know, and how they see the situation, because that will give you some information to know how, you know, what's important to them. I think a mistake people sometimes make is coming in with, you know, a really great idea that they're really enthusiastic about and just kind of spewing it on someone in their enthusiasm without first stopping to say, you know, hey, how are you? You know, what are you working on? What are your concerns about this situation? Is this a good time to talk? You know, all of those things that are sometimes derided as chit-chat and small talk are actually essential to the process of building rapport with someone.
So if I can summarize this just a little bit, one of the things I think I heard you say is seek first to understand
yeah.
where the other person is, what's important to them, and why or how your idea will play with them. And instead of rushing through the door and dropping it on them, to create a connection for that
exactly.
time. I think back to this, the feedback, you know, the steps for providing feedback, which is beyond the scope of this snippet. But one of the points, one of the things is making sure this is a good time to have the conversation. So just like giving feedback, when you're trying to create rapport and trying to share this great idea, make sure this is a good time for them to receive the information.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the zeroest step. You can't do drive-by if you want to do rapport. You know, and because my mind goes to the counterexample, that's just kind of how it works. It occurred to me when I was listening to you that there are some people who just want you to cut to the chase, you know, that phrase, you know, just get to the point. Don't bother me with all this talk. So that is part of understanding someone, right? If you realize that someone takes that approach, then, and that's how they like to receive information, then engaging in small talk would actually work against rapport. So as with everything, there are no universal truths, but understand the other person and be curious about them and try to meet them in a way that doesn't make it harder for them to want to listen to you.
And like there are no universal truths, there's a systemic principle that says everything is interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
And so this ties back to our snippet on language, which if you haven't listened to it yet, it's on the website. Knowing how the other person likes to receive their information enables you to present them your idea, your thoughts, the data, whatever you're hoping to communicate to the other person in a way that it makes it easy for them to take it in.
Right. It's like reducing the friction.
But you were talking about small talk and whatnot and chit-chat, and I was thinking of, for lack of a better word, social grease. It's the lubricant.
Yep.
It's a social lubricant that keeps us connected as human beings.
Yep. Now, I didn't know that my entire life. You know, I mean, when I was younger, I really did think if you just had really good ideas, then, you know, people would want to listen to your good ideas. And I didn't realize that people would be much more likely to want to hear your great ideas if you went to the trouble of building a relationship with them. And so that's one of the important things I learned in the process of becoming an adult. And I think it's an important thing. And, I don't want to stereotype people, but I think sometimes people in our field tend to hold on to that belief that, you know, if I just have a really great idea, people will want to hear it. And it gets in the way of actually influencing people and getting your ideas put into work, whether you're coaching or whether you're in any other sort of situation where you want to get your ideas put into play.
Interesting. When I was younger, I just thought everybody should be as great and wonderful as I was.
Well, that's impossible.
It's not only, I'm not even as great and wonderful as I think I am, but I'm close, very close.
Yeah.
So, now that we have an idea about rapport and what it means to have rapport and how you can go about creating some rapport, is there anything else you'd like to add that we did to kind of wrap up this little snippet on rapport?
Well, I think one of the things that people found extremely valuable, extraordinarily valuable, was drawing their rapport map. I'm not going to say much more than that, other than people found it to be a very eye-opening exercise, and they're using it.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. I remember one person saying, I'm talking to the wrong person.
Yep. Yep. It was very, it got a lot of insights from doing that map, which is one of the things we do in this workshop.
So, Esther, thank you very much for your time. Anything
else? Pleasure.
Parting thoughts?
Well, I hope that if you're listening to this, you will listen to the other snippet and join us for the workshop.
And sooner or later, we will get to the snippet all about drawings and commuting, how to communicate data in different formats.
Yeah,
stick around. We'll get to it eventually.
Well, but you have to have the rapport before you can start dropping the data on people. So it makes sense to do it this way.
Absolutely. I shared some data with the vice president that I'm working with last week, and it was very interesting. I've been trying to tell him for weeks that they're taking too much work into their process, and I finally found the way to say it in such a way that it finally came through to him. And he walked by and he says, "You know, Don, that's sort of depressing. But I had the rapport so that I could say those things and
yep.
share them with him."
Yep. Yep. You had built rapport. Okay.
And until next time.
It's been great.
It's been wonderful.
All right.
Bye.